Hi, Tyler here. I want to add a quick note before I hand you over to the episode as normal. Having listened back to the recording, there's a few kind of audio blemishes. Essentially, with kids being off school in home 24/7 pretty much now, I'm having to record where I can and when I can, and especially in the outro, you can hear a lot of creaks and bangs and whatnot. So I apologize for this, not quite up to the usual standards, but I'm sure it's enjoyable all the same. It's probably going to be the way it is for the next 2 weeks, but I'll do what I can to rectify it. So I'll hand you back over to myself and hope you enjoy this week's episode. Thanks, guys. Bye. Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with Ghost Stories, the podcast. And my, oh my, it has been a while, hasn't it? I haven't put anything out since the start of December, but I'm glad to be back. Took I think it was a well-deserved break from podcasting and many other things. Had a lot going on in my life outside of the podcast. I'm actually off work now until June. Still doing work though, taking some paternity leave to allow my wife to go back to work, spending time with my daughter. And shout out to anyone who stays home with the kids, because that's a lot of effort, especially when you plan doing some podcasting work and you find out schools are closed, meaning you don't only have a 7-month-old, but you have a 5-year-old staying home with you, a 5-year-old who's just entered the room now as I'm recording, so hopefully he will sit quietly and just watch. Took a little break to spend time with the kids, spend time with the family, enjoy Christmas and New Year, and I guess most importantly for you listeners, write a heap of content and scripts, work through all the stories you've sent through. We have a few to record coming up, but that doesn't mean I want you to stop sending them in. Make sure to keep the stories coming, because we're receiving more than we've ever received before, and they're fantastic. I absolutely love reading them and going through them all. Whether we use them or not, they're still brilliant to hear. And I've got a few ideas of what we could do with the stories that don't quite make it onto the podcast. So watch this space. Maybe listen a bit more at the end for more information, because this is going to be a huge year for us. Last year, we hit the 1 million listener mark. This year, we're going really big and going to be doing a lot more with the podcast now that we're back and cracking on. But that's enough of an update for the time being. I know you're really here for another spooky tale. And this is one sent in by a listener named Joelle. I hope I pronounced your name right. Terrible with names, I apologize. If not, let me know. And it's a spooky story about a friend moving into a new home. Now, I'd say a theme we've had recently is a lot of these bump in the night kind of spooky stories moving to a new place. We've got a few coming up, and I think they're brilliant. And it's interesting when you end up in a new surrounding and a new house, or even sometimes I get it when you go to a hotel and it's a different place. It can be hard to sleep. It seems a bit different, spooky. You don't really know what's going on. And a lot of people seem to have experiences in these ways. So I always wonder, is it your mind playing tricks on you being in an unusual setting, or is it something a little more sinister? Anyway, I can't wait to tell you this story. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Ghost Radar. K Casey and I had been best friends for over 10 years when she moved into a new home. It was a very old house, but it was also one of the most beautiful buildings I'd ever seen. Now, since moving in, her and her family told me about some strange things that would happen, such as unnatural creaks in the floor, the sound of footsteps could be heard, and other odd bumps and bangs. Now, the first time I slept over, we fell asleep in the living room, which is connected to the kitchen in two separate spots, both with doors that we always shut at night. Now that night, I woke to the TV blasting so loud, so I just went and turned it off, and I was so tired I don't think I really comprehend the fact that we didn't leave the TV on in the first place, especially not on full volume. As soon as I turned the TV off, I laid my head back and went to go to sleep. I heard footsteps though, like running around the couch I was on, almost like a child sprinting around erratically. This made me freeze and hold my breath. I closed my eyes tight in terror, trying to come up with a legitimate reason why I could hear footsteps running past me over and over. I initially decided it was her cat until I remembered we left him in the kitchen that night and both doors were closed. I continued to sit as still as I could. I slowed my breath down, hoping they wouldn't hear me. All while I tried to subtly wake Casey up so she could hear it and also comfort me because I was so scared. But I had no luck. So pretending to be asleep, I pulled the blanket up over my head very slowly and tried to go back to sleep as fast as I could. I have no idea how long it took, but I drifted off eventually. The next day we talked about it and she wasn't surprised at all. I told her family and they're also not surprised. It seems as though I was the only one shocked by what had happened. They said they've been hearing these things at night and there are many, many stories to this house, but there's one that haunts me to this day. When I was at Casey's another time, we were playing on our iPods and we downloaded this app called Ghost Radar. We thought, who knows, it's probably not real, but it was fun for us to experiment. Well, on the day we were using it, the app spoke a word. It said, Casey, spelt just like it in everything. After I saw it, I remember looking up and I was terrified. I saw a tall man standing in the doorway of her kitchen. I froze and started crying. I was so scared. After I finally calmed down, I explained to my friend what happened, and although she didn't see the man, she was clearly frightened too when I described him to her. We turned off the app and went to play some video games to take our minds off it. Now, a few days later, I went home. When I was there, I had this nightmare about this man I saw. The dream was me standing in my friend's house with all the lights off, calling for her to turn them on. I look above me, and there's a tall man I saw standing in the balcony overlooking her living room, which is where I was in the dream. He walked across the balcony, turned on the light switch, and instantly dissipated into the light. I ran up the stairs into my friend's room, terrified. She was in her room, but didn't seem to hear me. I was trying to scream for her to listen up and help, but she wouldn't. The man came into the room, pulled me under the bed, and was holding me so tight I felt like I couldn't breathe, but then suddenly I woke up. I immediately looked at the time and saw it was about 3:30 in the morning. I was too afraid to be awake, but even more afraid to go back to sleep. The next day, I told my friend about the dream, and she sat in silence, clearly in shock. She had a nightmare that night as well. She dreamt we were using the Ghost Radar app, and it told us of a girl that went missing. She was last seen with a tall man. I don't remember all the details, but I was beyond terrified. At first, I thought it all ended there, but it didn't. Some nights I'd feel like I'm awake even though I'm dreaming and see the tall man standing in the corner of my room. I watched him come and sit on my bed and I'd feel it sinking in. I'd try and fight to wake up but I never could. That happened to me a handful of times over the course of a few years, even though my friend doesn't live there anymore. I'm so terrified to sleep alone because of him. On the weekends I would sleep over at my partner's house and have never had a single dream about him. I thought moving out a few months back would have helped me tremendously, but last night proved me wrong. Last night I had a dream about the tall man who followed me home to my parents' house. I had to sleep the TV on all night when I lived there, because as soon as I turned it off, he seemed to appear. In my dream, I was in my parents' house with a co-worker of mine. They asked me to go see if anyone else is in the house, so I ran to the basement first, which is where I lived when I was living with my parents. Creepy, I know. I didn't make it all the way down to the hallway before I felt his presence and wanted to run up the stairs to get away. As I'm trying to run up the stairs, I felt someone pulling my arm and dragging me back down the stairs. With my right arm, I was struggling to pull myself back up. I didn't think I'd make it. I was screaming to someone to help, and no one did. I eventually got away, but as soon as I did, I woke up and just cried for hours. There are many other stories I could tell, but that's the most terrifying experience I've ever had involving the tall man. Well, what a fantastic story. And Joelle, thank you so much for sending it in. But now, listeners, what I want you to do is let us know if you think Joelle's story was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. You could do that by going to our Facebook page, following us, and voting there. So just go to Facebook and search for Ghost Stories the Podcast. Simple enough. Or you can go to our Patreon page. You can sign up for a free Patreon account, which allows you to vote there. Or if you really want to go the extra mile, drop a buck, a pound, a euro, whatever currency you're working with, and you can get early access to content. And over the year, we're going to be putting a lot more exclusive stuff up as well. I'm also working to update the higher tiers with additional merchandise. And as I said earlier in the episode, I'm removing all the highest tiers. I think I said earlier in the episode, that might have been an earlier take. If not, just to remind. So I've removed anything above the $10 tier because I do want to make sure we're delivering good value for money. And also in these hard times, I don't want anyone to be going too far. So if you're a higher subscriber, well, I've contacted our higher subscribers and we've kind of changed them anyways. But yeah, that's the thing that's important to me, is I really kind of want to limit and say, you know, this is what I want to charge for my content. But yeah, do make sure to go on there and subscribe if you want to get early access and the additional things we're working on. At the moment, there's an exclusive kind of mini making of documentary on there, which is an audio diary I created. We'll put together the 2020 Halloween special, and that's quite interesting. It gives you a little insight into what goes into making the podcast. Interesting as well, because I was quite sick during some of it. Luckily, not too sick, nothing serious. But yeah, you kind of hear my thoughts and the ups and downs of the pressures of working on this stuff. But I think that's all from us. Like I say, thank you so much. Make sure to click subscribe and drop us a review. That helps us as well. You've all been brilliant. The support you've given, the messages you've sent, the stories you've been sending in whilst we've taken a little break. But we're back now, and I will be back again in 2 weeks with more episodes wherever you listen. Until then, take care of yourselves, be safe, and don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?